The Twin Lakes Playground, also known as Castle Park and Project Playground, was a grassroots community effort. Suzanne Dutson recalls a decade ago when the community logged more than 17,000 volunteer hours, some of them in horizontal rain. She recalls,
pitching screwdrivers everywhere and, you know, hammering nails and just doing whatever we needed to do to try to help build the playground because it was such a wonderful opportunity for us to do that.
Monday's suspected arson led her to create an account on GoFundMe to help rebuild. It spread on Facebook forums and raised $4,625 in less than a day. Now she's shutting it down.
I've been contacted by people saying, you know, we're losing a lot of this money to fees. Let's do something else.
She said she'd read the fine print. GoFundMe takes 8%, and that adds up quickly.
You know, a woman gave $5, and so that's 40 cents that, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but I have a business who donated $2,000, and, you know, 8% of that, $160 of that is going to GoFundMe. Yeah, we can definitely do better.
But there is a fee-free alternative. The city and borough of Juneau is steering donations towards the Juneau Community Foundation. Amy Skilbred is the foundation's executive director.
What we offer is a nonprofit receiving the funds, so any donations to the Juneau Community Foundation would be tax deductible.
Dutson says she's handing the money she's raised over to the foundation.
The GoFundMe was a nice foundation, but it's time to move it forward to something that will preserve the money and the intent for the money.
How much will it cost to rebuild? It's too soon to tell. The city-owned playground was insured. Deputy City Manager Mila Cosgrove says the city's in touch with its firm in Seattle.
We have coverage. We expect some level of reimbursement to cover at least design, cleanup, possible materials, etc. And we're looking to see from them what the actual amount of coverage is.
The city is holding a meeting on May 2nd at Centennial Hall. One of the playground's original grassroots organizers, Catherine Pusich, says that will be a good chance for people to take stock and see what needs to be done.
Let's pause. Let's grieve. Let's work with the city to find out what we need to do as a community to come together to get our playground back.
Juneau police arrested two 13-year-olds they say admit to starting the fire. Shredded tires used as soft flooring on the playground is what caused the billowing black smoke that was shared so widely on social media. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.